One of the tenets of Half-Life game design is creating crafted, moment-to-moment experiences that players participate in as they progress through the game. Sometimes this means playing with emotional responses to turn something undesirable into a memorable highlight. This collapsed section of the hotel features this type of experience. Players are often instinctively pulled to the safest-looking location in a given area, and here, that would be the well-lit corridor above. But when they get there, they find their way blocked by a Combine power shield. The power cable to shut down the Combine force field leads them back down into the poison headcrab-infested darkness below, a place they really didn't want to go. These larger gameplay spaces also need to be resilient to player choice. So even if a player chooses not to head up to the well-lit corridor, they likely will still have the same trepidation about heading down into the darkness below. After the player has braved the darkness and sheltered themselves in the lit room where they're safe from the wandering headcrabs, they're faced with the daunting task of cutting the power to the Combine force field, because this has the side effect of plunging the area into darkness. Not only does that make the situation worse, since the player must make their way out of the pitch blackness with only a flashlight, but the path to the exit is back through all the poison headcrabs. We spent a lot of time tuning this experience through careful playtesting and evaluation, and often, when recounting their travels through the hotel in post-playtest discussions, players would recall this moment of being plunged into darkness as a high point, managing to combine a feeling of amusement with the overall sense of dread.